You're listening to Peanut Butter and Jams with hosts Brenda and Jordy on CITR 101.9, exploring local music and local food. Tune in to learn about the best eats and tunes from your neighborhood. And a weekly pairing for your date calendar. Warning, the endorsements and criticism expressed during the show are the opinions of the hosts, unless clearly identified as advertising. Put in your earbuds and fire up your taste buds. It's Peanut Butter and Jams.
Hello and welcome. It is Peanut Butter and Jams, and I am your host, Jordy. Brenda is not here yet. She's in a meeting, not a Valentine's Day meeting. Well, I guess it's on Valentine's Day, but not specifically for Valentine's Day. It's not a romantic meeting. She is going to be joining us sometime in the next half hour or so. But today we have a fair amount of stuff to play for you. A lot of music, romantic local music, or perhaps not all romantic. Some of it's kind of bleak, but appropriate for Valentine's Day. Coming up, perhaps you love something more than your partner, or you don't have a partner. And maybe it's because you love sandwiches.
When I come home from school, I'm so hungry I start to drool. Go to the fridge, look for food. But what can satisfy me in my hoover? Wait, hold up. Looping the mustard ketchup. There's a loaf of wholemeal bread and some jam that's raspberry red. Cause I've been thinking about sandwiches. You've been thinking about sandwiches. We've been thinking about sandwiches. I've been thinking about sandwiches. I think I'm forgetting about something. But what about the peanut butter? Tastes so good, there is no other. Go to the shelves, look up and down. Can't seem to find some around. But wait, hold up. Look around my mugs and my favorite cup. There's some smooth, there's some crunchy. To satisfy my mood when I am hungry. I've been thinking about sandwiches. You've been thinking about sandwiches. We've been thinking about sandwiches.
Maybe you don't. You're probably wondering, why is this guy rapping about sandwiches? Well, let me tell you something. It's because I used to work at Subway. Used to make sandwiches all day. Working real hard was the smartest. That's why they call me the sandwich artist. Choose your bread, choose your meat, choose your veggies so fresh and sweet. Don't forget order for long. I just wrote the Six Sam song. Oh yeah, those sandwiches so good.
Yes, sandwiches. What have we got coming up on this show? We have an interesting interview with a UBC researcher who has been doing research into why we like to eat things. And how it relates to our insulin levels, which is, I think I'm going to play next. But Brenda and I are going to talk about our Valentine's Day plans later. What else is happening on this show? There's some upcoming shows that you might want to listen to. But right now, why don't I get you listening to that interview about insulin? It will be educational and entertaining. I promise. Hi, it's Jordy, and I am here with...
My name is Stephanie Borglund, and I'm an assistant professor in the Department of Anesthesiology, Pharmacology, and Therapeutics.
Great. What were you researching? Why am I here talking to you?
So we just recently published a study on the effects of insulin in the reward system. Mm-hmm. So we were interested in... So it's been known for a while that insulin can act in the brain to suppress feeding. Mm-hmm. And we were sort of wondering whether or not the reason behind why you're less interested and mm-hmm. less motivated to eat food after you have already had a meal, if it's because insulin is depressing the activity of mm-hmm. Those brain cells within the reward circuit.
And insulin is a substance that my body will create from time to time after eating, usually, or?
That's right, yeah. So insulin is released after you've had a meal mm-hmm. and stuff. So actually there's two phases of insulin release. So sometimes you have a small amount of insulin released just mm-hmm. before you eat something, when it's sort of the time of day you're supposed to eat food mm-hmm. or when... when you're exposed to a meal or something, that's supposed to prepare your body for some mm-hmm. of the massive insult of food coming. Mm-hmm. And then you have a larger insulin release. And that's involved at least in the peripheral part of your body for glucose reuptake and that kind of for energy storage.
Okay. So with your study, what's the new part that you've discovered? Like, what's different from, if I had to separate it out, what part's the new part?
So the novelty of the study was that it's really for the first time showing a molecular mechanism of how insulin's acting in the reward system mm-hmm. to potentially reduce the salience or the importance of food-related
What does salience mean?
So just importance, the, okay. you know, your interest, the level of interest mm-hmm. in something.
So it's showing, like... if I see food, I would be more interested depending on the levels of insulin in my blood. Is that correct?
Yeah. So there have been some studies in people which show that after you've had a meal, pictures of food are less interesting. Mm-hmm. You pay less attention to them. Mm-hmm. And they've also shown that if you give intranasal insulin, which sort of bypasses the rest of your body and acts mainly right. in the brain, you also are less interested in food-related cues, regardless if you're hungry or if you're not hungry. So those are the human studies. So how we study salience mm-hmm. in mice is that we gave them a different behavioral paradigm. So one is that they are placed in a box that has mm-hmm. different compartments, and the two different compartments have different contextual cues. Like one right. has like kind of gritty floors, the other has smooth floors, and one has striped walls, and the other one has just plain walls.
Right.
So the mice can associate two different contexts with two different experiences, because in the say in the room where there were gritty floors and striped walls, the mouse received a Fruit Loop.
Right.
And so they were sort of trained over 3 days to get their Fruit Loop in this room. Mm-hmm. And then on the testing day, you ask them, okay, which room would you rather be in? Mm-hmm. And so generally the mice go to where the Fruit Loop was, expecting right. that they might get another Fruit Loop. But what we did is we put insulin in this area of the brain called the ventral tegmental area, which
right.
is sort of an area rich in dopamine neurons that transmit signals that will tell us how interested we are, how exciting something is, or mm-hmm. how novel something is, and will reinforce that behavior to do again.
Right.
So when we put insulin in the reward system of those mice, mm-hmm. they didn't really have a preference for either side of the box.
Right.
So, and then we also did another experiment where we trained mice that they were going to get a food at a certain time of day. Mm-hmm. And so over 3 weeks, they expected their food at 12 o'clock, and they only had access to it for 4 hours. And then
right.
mice learned to consume their sort of daily caloric needs during this time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, so the experiment was is that we gave them visual and olfactory access to the food. Mm-hmm. So they're put in the cage with the food, but there was a little plexiglass barrier separating mm-hmm. them, and we let them sort of run around for 15 minutes. So as you mm-hmm. can imagine, normal mouse, they'd be digging at the barrier and they'd be mm-hmm. running around lots. They have this heightened anticipatory behavior for the food.
Right.
And so when we put insulin in the reward system, it reduced the amount of anticipation for the food.
Right.
That kind of thing. So suggesting that probably those cues that the visual and the olfactory cues that the mice were getting were probably less interesting.
Right.
Or less important.
Have there been studies done on humans then?
Yeah, so the ones I was telling you about the intranasal insulin,
mm-hmm.
They've done some studies in women where they give intranasal insulin and then they sort of look at how much time you spend paying attention to food. So they'll put up a picture of a food-related cue versus sort of a neutral cue, like a picture of a mountain or something
right.
like that. And how long do you spend looking at the picture.
So it'd be like a picture of a delicious looking hamburger
yeah.
or chicken dinner or something.
And yeah.
then a mountain.
Yeah, and that kind right. of thing. So do you spend more time looking at the pictures of the food related things mm-hmm. rather than the pictures of the mountains or the scenery or whatever
right.
kind of thing. And they showed that in women getting intranasal insulin that you know that was reduced. So
right.
So we've replicated this in a mouse model, but we've also gone and shown the molecular mechanism of mm-hmm. why that might be happening. And we show that insulin causes this decrease in communication between the nerve cells
mm-hmm.
that act on the dopamine nerve cells.
Right.
So you get a reduction in the output of the dopamine nerve cells.
How does this affect the way like people act in daily life then?
After you, the way that you can relate to it is that mm-hmm. When you're hungry,
mm-hmm.
all the food-related cues in the environment have mm-hmm. a lot of importance to you. So you pay. You'll
so like
pay
maybe go at, like maybe when you're going grocery shopping when you're hungry, you
yeah
it is. You so might be more susceptible
to yeah the pictures buying more of the stuff food because you're more interested. In you. But if you go and you're sated and stuff, mm-hmm. you're less. Maybe that's why you buy less food. And stuff.
Right. So. Do you use this knowledge in your own life?
Yeah, I suppose so. Like I don't. I try, if I have sweets in the house, I try and keep them out of visual sight and
mm-hmm.
stuff, because I know the food-related cues will definitely influence my behavior.
Right.
My food-seeking behavior. So.
It's good that it's something that you can apply to yourself.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you wanted to say about this?
You know, the next step that we want to do is really look at how this changes in a model of obesity.
Right.
And stuff, and, you know, in mice that have been modeled for obesity, mm-hmm. does insulin act in the same way in
right.
their reward system, or is it, you know, we would hypothesize that it is less effective
right.
and that kind of thing. So that's maybe one reason why one might continue to eat
right.
if they're already kind of on that track.
Right. So. Okay, so like some ways to like control factors and
yeah.
help people dealing with that sort of problem. And yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, so that's sort of the next steps with our research and we're sort of this was one study in sort of the broader
mm-hmm.
interest of how, why we're motivated to do different things like eat food and even eat food when we're sated and
mm-hmm.
eat and why people consume drugs and that kind of thing
right.
when they don't want to. So we're sort of looking at those sort of reward systems or the motivation
right.
kind of systems that are responsible for, you know, physiological things like, you know, motivating us to mm-hmm. forage for food or pathophysiological system like taking drugs
right.
and stuff when you don't want to. The thing that's really interesting is then there's been some studies showing how obesity is like, in a sense, it's contagious that
mm-hmm.
people, you know, that if you, and it, you know, it's not like a virally transmitted thing,
right.
contagious kind of thing, but it's just if you're surrounded by other people that overeat, you tend to overeat
right.
as well.
People who overeat and also don't exercise, then there'll be social pressure to both overeat and not exercise.
Yeah, it's not even necessarily social pressure. It's
right.
just something that's just completely subconscious and
mm-hmm.
stuff. And I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, the food-related cues and stuff like that in
mm-hmm.
our environment and stuff. If it's always there, then it's always going to drive us to eat. Of course, there's certain people that it's, it has less of an impact on, like, mm-hmm. I know people that could sit at a huge Chinese buffet and, you know, pick at their plate kind of thing and not be that interested. Unfortunately, I'm not one of those people, but you know, if food's available and stuff, then people are always going to eat. If they see other people eating, then people are. And I think, you know, I think the reward system and sort of the system where we, where that behavior is kind of learned, or systems involving motivation and stuff are important for that as well.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, no worries.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, ice cream man. Can I have this? I want this over here and a toast on by my father. And give me this ice over here and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Now we're back, and look who's joined us.
Hello.
That's Brenda, fresh from her Valentine's Day meeting.
You're right. And then I had some orzo pasta with...
You stop for food.
Which sun-dried tomatoes.
While our listeners were calling constantly saying, where's Brenda?
Where is Brenda? Why is she not in the studio? I feel so loved right now. Yeah. Loved.
Love. Because of Valentine's Day. They wouldn't have called on most days, I don't think.
No, but thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing your love with me. You're such a liar, Jordy.
I would never lie. What are you doing after the show today, Brenda?
I'm going to drink some red wine.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
With friends?
With my single
date?
Friends.
Your single friends.
Yes.
Nice.
You know, because, you know, there's many types of love, and we're going to celebrate platonic love by drinking wine.
Much the way you would celebrate non-platonic love?
Yeah, I would probably celebrate the same way.
Yes.
With different ending.
Well, would you like to hear a Gigi song?
Yeah, please.
All right, this one's off of the Gigi. Oh, actually, we should say what song that was.
That was Ben Sinister.
It was Ben Sinister. What song? What was the song called?
I'm not aware. I'm not aware. Can you remind me,
yes,
Jordy?
Yes, it's a Quest for Love.
Quest for Love.
And if you are not a Ben Sinister fan and you liked that song, you might want to give it them a listen. But be aware that they're not as metallic sounding as that song was. But that was one of my favorite Ben Sinister songs that they've put out recently. It's much less poppy and much heavier
mm-hmm.
than their stuff normally is.
So who is in the band Gigi?
Well, it is Nick
Kurgovich. Kurgovich, yes,
from Piano.
Uh-huh, and then after that, No Kids.
Yes, and No Kids. And then it's a whole bunch of his friends who all recorded like one or two songs with him. No one really did all the songs except for him, I don't think, anyways. And he found these old 60s recording equipment, this old 60s recording equipment. And he liked the sound of it so much that he wanted to make a 60s-inspired pop album, which is a really great album. If you haven't heard it, you should go check it out. And this song is called No, My Heart Will Go On. With
No. No.
No, My Heart Will Go On.
As opposed to Your Heart.
And it's off of Maintenant.
Every day that goes by, I die a little more. Every day you're not near, I'm crying at the door. Now I'd be the first to say that this is the way to live by. But I try, yes, you are my mind. I try, leave your love behind. But I can't shake, shake, shake your love and smile. Can't forget the days you drove me wild anymore. My love anymore. My love. Walking in the park every weekday after dark. Listening to the spark. Searching for a spark. For someone new to turn my days so blue and rosy. But I try, yet you are my mind. I try, keep your love behind. But I can't shake, shake, shake your love and smile. Can't forget the days you drove me wild anymore. My love anymore. My love. Now that you're gone, there will be no, my heart will go on. Blaring out from my window till dusk until dawn. I'll go walking to the lake, I'll find my lonesome. To keep from making mistakes, to the hills I will run. Yet you are my mind, I try. Your love behind, but I can't shake, shake, shake your love and smile. Can't forget the days you drove me wild anymore. My love anymore. My love anymore. My love anymore. My love anymore.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled. would extend about 4 times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, Temple of the Modern Girl Boutique, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Born Wesley Williams, Maestro Fresh West is a Canadian rapper born in Toronto on March 31, 1968. Known to some as the godfather of Canadian hip-hop, Maestro owns both the best-selling Canadian hip-hop single and album of all time, each of which were the first to be certified gold, with his track Let Your Backbone Slide and debut album Symphony in Effect.
Let's take a closer listen to Maestro Fresh West's hit single Let Your Backbone Slide.
This jam is amplified, so just glide, glide, let your backbone slide, slide.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Every day, the ghost
whisper my name, my heart leaps, as if someday you will be mine. It's not much fun to go around knowing there's no one that'll ever compare to you, my love. Try to rest easy. I don't know why in my dreams we're at some lookout point that's fit for two. They litter the streets, still I don't know what to do. If I get bored, I'll go to the store, or watch the shadows play across the floor. Well, I'm not sure which bothers me more. Try you on the phone, the line's busy.
Hello, welcome back. That was two Gigi songs back to back.
Lovely.
One, No, My Heart Will Go On, and the other, Everyone Can Tell, featuring Ryan Beatty. How's it going, Brenda?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
Would you like to tell us what we're going to hear next?
Sure. We're going to play a track off Chains of Love. They're really great local band. Same sort of vibe, just a little rockier. They played yesterday at the Electric Owl with Growlers, and I know a lot of people that are looking forward to that show.
Were you one of them?
I didn't go, but I have yet to hear the reports on how awesome the show actually was.
Okay.
So, yes. If you know and you are at the show, call in 604-822-CITR and let us know.
Brenda will take that call and tell everyone.
I will. And we're going to play the track I'd Rather Be Crying off Strange Gray Days.
Yes. Happy Valentine's Day.
I don't know. come on over. I let the sleeve roll off my shoulder. We'll be captured in a moment.
And we're back. What were we just listening to?
Well, we started with...
With...
Oh, boy, I forgot.
Oh, it's even you who introduced it. It was... We started with Chains of Love.
Yeah,
and I'd Rather Be Crying. And then we played...
Bleeding Hearts.
Yes.
How appropriate. Bleeding, not bleeding. Bleating.
Off of the Safe Amp compilation, which if you buy, all funds go towards the Safe Application Society. And that song was called Solid Hearts. And then we played a song by Fanshawe off of her album Dark Eyes, and that song was called Oh Sailor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's time for your weekly pairing.
Yeah, what are Woo-hoo! You doing this week? Or tonight?
Tonight.
The pairing is for tonight.
Do you need plans for tonight? You might.
It's possible.
Maybe you and your... Lovely, don't know what to do. Or maybe you want to go out and hang out with a large group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What would you recommend, Brenda?
Well, I would recommend going to the People's Prom.
Yes, tell us about it. What is it?
Well, it is every year they throw a party.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a prom party. And everyone dresses up in wild and ridiculous clothing.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a powdered blue suit from the 70s or 80s prom dress, just whatever ridiculous dress that you have in your closet that you never get to wear.
Or suit.
Never appropriate, exactly. And then you can go to the People's Prom, and every year they raise money for some sort of social community activism stuff. But it's a queer-friendly party. Lots of people of different persuasions and looks, and it's really just about dancing all night and having a great time.
Yeah, they haven't said on their website that they're sold out, so presumably they are not. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $10, or at least that's what they were in advance. They might actually be more at the door. There is a prom dress code in effect, so if you plan on heading down, make sure
you must be dressed up. Yeah.
You have spiffed yourself out somehow, like you would have for prom. Mm-hmm. Get out your kilt.
It's a great way to, yeah. All my...
Your formal kilt, though, not just your walking around kilt.
Yeah, tons of dresses in my closet that I can't wear anywhere because they're too ridiculous. And then all this junk jewelry and gloves and hats, and I have a tiara at home. Like, just, like, weird costume stuff, so just throw it on and head out to this. They do have party games, too.
Cool. Like what?
Well, 2 years ago when I went, they had a spinning wheel. And you'd pay $1 or $2, mm-hmm. and they'd take a Polaroid of you, put it on the spinning wheel, and then you'd get to spin the wheel and take a picture off, and then you'd have to go find that person in the room and kiss them.
Oh.
Yeah. So you
pretty romantic.
Exactly.
Or something.
You could, so it just kind of makes this thing, Valentine's a little playful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But we were thinking about what you could eat beforehand, because no one should be getting drunk on an empty stomach. And Jordy had a great suggestion.
Yes, you should go to late night dim sum at the Pelican, the Pelican Seafood Restaurant, which is the People's Promise at the Ukrainian, what's the word?
Hall.
The Ukrainian Hall, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty close to the Astoria, if you don't know where that is. And Pelican Seafood is at Victoria and Hastings. So this works best if you happen to live out in Eastervan. You know what I mean.
Not Westervan.
Not Westervan, or West or Eastvan. but Eastervan. But it's a really great place. It's open late. The food is cheap.
How late is it open?
They're open till 2 a.m., so you could go before, you could go after.
Or after.
Mm-hmm. Someone you met, maybe.
Exactly. That's a good way to pick people up. Aren't you hungry? Oh, I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
Let's go get some food.
Not very vegetarian friendly, so maybe vet who you're bringing.
Yeah.
But it's a good way, it's a good litmus test.
Yeah.
They don't want to go.
You
don't want to go with them.
Exactly. You want to make sure your food tastes aligned. Very important when choosing a prospective partner.
Why don't we play another song?
Sounds great.
Is there any song that you would like to hear, Brenda?
I would like to hear Apollo Ghosts, because they're actually playing a show.
They're playing a show tomorrow night, which we will tell you about afterwards. I'm going to play this, and then I'm going to play another band who's on the same bill.
Really?
Yes.
Surprise!
I planned it out already.
If you can guess it, we'll give you 2 thumbs up.
Yes. All the way up.
Did you do really well in a first or second year course? Want to make a difference in the UBC community and school communities around the world? Join Students Offering Support, or SOS, and become a tutor today. Math, accounting, economics, psychology, engineering courses, French and Spanish, statistics, and more. If you aced it, Students Offering Support wants you to help other students ace it too. Check out ubcstudentsofferingsupport.com for more information.
I wanted to be a writer, but I couldn't write a word. I went to school. One time I thought I would be a baseball player, but everybody was bigger than me on the field. On the field, I follow the rules, and I got some money by selling the most important piece of my shoe. It was cool. And by the end you were long gone. I said I was a fighter, but I was a fool. I'm a fool. I follow the rules, and I got everything. I follow the rules, and I got everything.
It's okay. So that was Inherent Vices off of their Sacred Sigils tape. That song's called You'll Never Break My Heart, Sadie's Song. They will be playing at the Astoria with Apollo Ghosts and Channels 3 and 4.
Channels 3 and 4?
Yeah. Sorry, not Channel 3 and 4. Twin Crystals.
Twin Crystals. Got me all excited.
I'm sorry. Really Twin Crystals are really good, too.
They are good, but not as good as Sarah Cordingley rolling around on the stage.
She doesn't always roll.
She did a backwards somersault last time.
That's pretty cool.
It was pretty great.
But we're not talking about that band.
You're right. We're not talking about that band. We're talking about Twin Crystals.
We're talking about Twin Crystals and
Inherent
Apollo Ghosts.
Voices.
And Inherent Vices.
Vices at the Astoria.
At the Astoria with Aquanaut and Lie.
Who?
I don't know very much about those bands, but their names are Aquanaut and Lie. There are five bands tomorrow.
Are you going?
$7. I'm thinking about it. There's a very good chance I will go. But I haven't decided yet.
There's a weird drink special there too.
Oh, Power Shandies?
Yeah.
Power Shandies are the best.
I haven't heard about this. Please tell us.
Okay. So if you haven't had a Power Shandy before, you will need a friend.
Really?
Yes, because you can't order one at a time. You have to order two at a time.
Okay.
And that's because they open, I believe it's Smirnoff Ice, and pour half of it into each glass, and then they pour half of a beer into each glass, and then they pour a shot of vodka into each glass.
Oh, wow.
And that is a Power Shandy. It actually is really good. It's surprisingly tasty, but it will get you drunk.
Are there any adverse side effects other than drunkenness?
Than drunkenness? No.
You know, like extreme happiness or foolhardiness or...
Well, you get excited because you get to say, I'm drinking a Power Shandy to people. And then you get to explain what a Power Shandy is to people because everyone gets excited. And then everyone else gets excited about it too. So it's got that going for it.
Unless it's a group thing. You know, like tequila shots are kind of a group thing, but other...
But I don't like the taste of tequila.
Really?
Just bad experience.
You do in a pair, like Valentine's Day.
Yes. So if your Valentine's Day is going real well,
yes,
do this tomorrow night.
Unless you're polyamorous, and then you need four,
or three. But no, you can't do it with three.
It wouldn't mix the same.
Well, just because they won't sell an odd number, you have to get an even number of them.
Yeah, you know.
So
group.
Yeah, so polyamorous people will need to make sure they have even numbers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow night.
Yes.
There are a couple other food things coming up.
What?
Like the Poutine Festival.
Like the Poutine Festival on...
March 9th.
Yes. Which is run by I can't remember what organization it is, but it's like a Francophone... The Vancouver Francophone...
Alliance
or something like that.
Something like that.
They have a Frencher name than what I said, it's basically the Vancouver Francophone group.
Yeah. And the wine festival is coming up, and we're going to play an ad for that later.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good.
But yeah, so the Poutine Festival is happening. Tickets are only $10 for the afternoon or $20 for the night, which their poster said they had experimental poutine tastings.
Wow.
Which sounds pretty exciting.
We're going to try and go.
Yeah, we're going to try and go and let you know about it. And we should stop talking just a little bit. But first, we really wanted to play something new that our friend Duncan at Duncan's Donuts came up with for us. Brenda, do you want to say anything about it? How did Duncan come to this?
Our friend Duncan, host of Duncan's Donuts on Thursday at noon, has a small child who is so adorable and was listening to Sharon Lewis and Bram and was inspired to make us this show promo. And we haven't really been using a show promo up until now, even though we should really be promoting our show.
We have one now, and you might hear it when you're listening to the station on other channels. Here it is. Well, let's stop talking. People are tired of hearing of us by now, probably. and here is our new promo.
Bam! Peanut butter and jam!
What the f*** are you doing, Phil?
Right now, it's time to...
Peanut butter.
Damn!
Peanut butter.
Damn!
First you dig the peanut.
peanuts and you dig 'em. You dig 'em. You dig 'em, dig 'em, dig 'em. Then you crush 'em. You crush 'em. You crush 'em, crush 'em, crush 'em. Then you spread 'em. You spread 'em. You spread 'em, spread 'em, spread 'em. Peanut, peanut butter. Peanut, peanut butter.
If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your host Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
Hey! February 28th at Gossip Nightclub.
Godzilla bankroll, stole some Cillion. No, I ain't got it all. That means I'm barely home.
Boo Block Tour with Ghostface Killah and Sheik Louch. Featuring Trinity Chris, Greg Beamish, Stroker DeLuca, Northwest Division, and DJ Shell Shay and J Soul. Tickets available online at ticketzone.com and unionevents.com. Or at Beat Street, Dip, Eastside Urban Wear, Red Cat Records, and Zulu Records.
And we're back.
Hello.
Hello.
That was the organ.
That was the organ. Off of their original EP called Sinking Hearts. That song was called We've Got to Meet, and before that was Dating Myself. I finally figured out what that album is called after 2 weeks ago when we didn't know. It's called Fine There, and that song was called Flirty McFlirterson.
And the organ song, you gotta love the lyrics because there's only three lines. Let me read them to you.
Yes, do your best Katie Sketch impression.
Oh, goodness me. We've got to meet. I need someone to have fun.
Sounded just like her. You should start a cover band.
Okay, I'll think about it. What do we want to talk? Oh, yeah, so Jordy.
Yes?
My co-host is wearing a lovely pink polo shirt.
Well, it is Valentine's Day.
In the spirit of Valentine's Day, but
you're not
also
wearing any pink. You're breaking gender boundaries.
Well, my hair was pink a couple weeks ago. Pinkish, so.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Yeah, a little bit. Nice, I just celebrated early by accident. Jordy has some special plans for tonight. Jordy, why don't you tell us? They're even food related.
Yes, I will tell you. Me and my girlfriend are not going out anywhere. And Peanut Butter and Jam's correspondent, Darcy Broach. That being my girlfriend, it's not me and my girlfriend and Darcy Broach.
You're right.
They're the same person. I was just clarifying for that because it sounded confusing.
Yes.
We will be not going out for dinner tonight because going out for dinner on Valentine's Day is stupid. It's expensive. And everything's busy, so restaurants don't put as much work into stuff.
And then you're just stuck in a room with a million other couples.
Exactly.
How awkward is that?
Exactly. So this year,
except then you can look at everybody and guess how well they know each other.
Oh, like whether it's like a 1 week old, like they met like 2 weeks ago and now they're going out for Valentine's Day, or whether they're like been together for like 5 years or something.
And, like, have nothing to talk about over dinner.
You can analyze how comfortable they are with each other.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of fun.
Create backstories. But anyway, still a bad idea.
I'm totally opposed to it, at least this year. And so we this year are making charcuterie plates for each other, in which we are going to be, we've each gone out on our own and we have gotten a bunch of ingredients and we will be bringing them together and making one big charcuterie plate for each other, with cheeses and some meats and pickled vegetables and maybe some fresh vegetables or fruits,
mm-hmm.
and sauces and chutneys and mustards. And
wow.
Yeah.
So I assume you've picked all your items already?
I have picked all my items already.
And did you hide them in your house?
Yes, they're hidden in the back of the fridge.
Nice.
In a plastic bag.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so did you sculpt this charcuterie plate with Darcy's taste buds in mind?
Yes, I did. Darcy, if you're listening, we might start discussing what the specifics actually are.
Warning.
So, warning for one person.
Turn your radio off.
So, turn the radio off because I don't want to spoil it for you. Yeah, yes.
Thank you for listening, but please.
But everyone else, you can keep listening.
And the pause on the player will restart when you press play again, so you're going to have to close the player and then restart
it. She can figure it out. Just turn back in 5 minutes. yes, I did get some stuff with her tastes in mind. I got a mustard that is fig infused, from Granville Island, which looks, she really likes figs. So, and, then I got some truffle cheese because she really likes truffle. Who doesn't though? and which I got from that cheese shop, Benton Brothers, the fancy one.
Where is it?
It's on Cambie.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I meant to go to Shane's, but I forgot.
So mustard and a cheese.
Yes, a mustard and a cheese. And I got a salami, a Mexican salami, which is spicy. Which I didn't really tailor that. I know she likes salami, but
okay. So three items or more?
No. Then I got some bread, some hard rye, some like moist, thin sliced rye from Whole Foods, and some stuff from a little deli on Granville Island, which has like sun-dried tomatoes, an avocado, artichoke spread, and some pickled onions.
Mm.
Those are all separate.
So pickled onions, like the little pearl ones?
Yes, like
those
that.
Those are really good.
They're my favorite.
Mm-hmm. I used to
that one's
pickles.
For me. And then,
so, if you were to guess what kind of items Darcy would pick for you, what are your tastes in charcuteries?
Well, I do like a smoked meat. Mm-hmm. So I'm expecting something like that. And I'm pretty open on most cheeses, so I have no idea what she'll pick on that front. And I don't know. I'm actually a little worried that she might have also gotten pickled onions for me.
Well, that's great. Then you've got more for tomorrow.
Yes, that's true. We're going to have some leftovers for extra charcuterie plates because it's hard to buy some of these things in small quantities, like cheese specifically, and like a can of pickled onions. Not can, a jar. But yeah. That's okay. There's much worse things to have as leftovers. But yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing right after this show, and just talking about it is making me hungry.
I am so hungry too. Are you pairing this with a specific wine?
No.
No. Okay. Ah, yes.
Yeah. but let's listen to the Pink Mountain Tops.
On that topic.
This is one of my... this is off of the Pink Mountain Tops self-titled album. So first, the Pink Mountain Tops is a recording project by Steve McBean when he's not doing stuff with Black Mountain. I like Pink Mountain Tops more, but it's not for everyone. Some people like his heavier, droney metal stuff with Black Mountain
Stoner
more.
Stoner rock,
yeah. But this is my favorite Pink Mountain Tops song. It's called Tourist in Your Town. That's off their first album. Sorry, that's an organ song. Sec. Let's try this again.
Usually I make the mistakes.
I know. I should have made you work the board, then it wouldn't look bad at me on me.
La 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 la. just a tourist in your town. I'm just a tourist in your town. I'm just a tourist in your town.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! Do you understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
World of Wine is back in town for the 35th annual Vancouver International Wine Festival, February 25th to March 3rd. 55 amazing events featuring 175 wineries from 15 countries. Don't miss the latest and greatest vintages. Tickets on sale now at vanwinefest.ca.
that sings you back. When you're lonesome on the mountain, well, I hope I can bring you back. 'Cause they can't tell your voice separate from my own. Skating on the record, swimming through the radio. And they can't tell your songs all separate from my own. It means our throats are shaped the same. It means we'll never be alone. Our hearts are shaped the same. It means we'll never.
March 2nd to the 23rd, the 2013 Vancouver International Dance Festival invites you to experience the kinetic simulation of contemporary dance. Delivered to you on stages throughout Vancouver by outstanding dance artists from New Zealand, Denmark, Switzerland, Zimbabwe, Mexico, Malaysia, Korea, Montreal, and Vancouver. Information and tickets are available online at www.vidf.ca. or through our box office at 604-662-4966.
And you have been listening to Peanut Butter and Jams on CITR 101.9. Sorry, Brenda's mic stand made a funny noise.
It did. Yes, and on that topic,
what's coming up next?
Yeah, well, we're planning to raise some money for new equipment.
No. What's coming up next?
Oh, next.
We'll talk about that in a second.
Oh, geez. Next is Darren Gall and a stereoscopic readout, and we've heard
that he's going to be playing some magnetic fields, which is the only reason why we didn't. That, and it's not local.
Because 69 Love Songs
is a great, great Valentine's Day album.
It is, and you may not want to play these songs for your lover because they're actually not very...
Well, hopefully they have a good sense of humor.
Yes. Yes. There's some of them are...
Some of them are really sweet.
But most of them are kind of twisted, which makes it all very exciting on Valentine's Day because we all get sick of the sappy ones. You want a few twisty ones to throw in.
Yes, a few curveballs. And then after that, Ben Lai will be coming on with Thunderbird Radio Hell. And I know he has a guest today, and I believe they're called Car 87. Yes. And Brenda, before I so rudely interrupted you, you were about to talk about Fundrive.
Yes, about how we're going to raise some money on our show in 2 weeks, and we're going to have some great prizes, food related prizes.
Yes.
Likely homemade and crafted by Jordy and myself.
Yes. And so tune in and have your credit card ready.
And, yeah, help us support our show and support Community Campus Radio.
We also take checks.
So we're going to play a Fundrive PSA.
Yeah, let me get it ready.
And then we're going to play a last song, and then we're going to pass it off to Darren.
Who just walked in, so he's all ready, almost.
Yeah. Here at CITR, we're...
Moontan nocturnal. Vinyl consuming animals drifting easy through friendly space.
And we're
the villains.
And
Nardwuar human serviette from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
We're
dark space punctuated by planets.
And we're
Patrick Swayze.
And we're
God, the devil, hell, heaven. Do you understand? Finally!
But CITR is not a
commercial radio station,
which means we need the help of listeners like you. Donate to CITR's 2013 Fund Drive, February 28th to March 8th. Our goal is to raise $30,000 to help purchase new soundboards for all three studios. To donate, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to CITR.ca. And thanks for supporting community radio.
Nobody came to the show. Yeah, there was nobody in the front row. And when it was time to leave, what do you know? Nobody was ready to go. nobody came and got me. I've been drinking, I guess nobody drove. Nobody held my hand when I got home. Nobody said hello. Nobody's always waiting for me. Nobody knows what I need. Nobody knows the troubles I've seen. I trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I am so in love with nobody. That's right. You heard me. You know I got my own private line. When I need to talk, nobody's there. That time I drank too much wine. Which time? Nobody held back my hair. Nobody brings me flowers. Nobody will be here soon. And after nobody cooks me dinner in my room, I'll find nobody under the covers. Nobody's always waiting for me. Nobody knows what I need. Nobody knows the troubles I've seen. I trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I am so in love with nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect for me. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody really cares. But nobody would totally call 911 if I fell down the stairs. I fall asleep in nobody's arms. And when I wake up, guess what?